Think again. Friday, August 8th, 2025. I'm Pastor Michael Ziegler, speaker of the Lutheran Hour, and this devotion pairs with this weekend's Lutheran Hour sermon and is based on a previously broadcast sermon by Reverend Dr. Ken Klaus, former speaker of the Lutheran Hour. The text is Luke chapter 4, verse 24. And Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, no prophet is acceptable in his hometown." Were you ever, when your school classmates were choosing players for a game, were you ever picked last? It's a terrible thing to be considered the least desirable in something. Nobody likes to be written off. Things don't change all that much as we grow older either. The wife of 20 years doesn't want the date of her birthday or her wedding anniversary to be forgotten. The husband of two decades has an ego to be stroked and likes to think he's still giving Brad Pitt a run for his money. No, nobody likes to be written off, especially God. In the Old Testament book of Deuteronomy, no less than 15 times the Lord tells his people that they should remember. "You shall remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God brought you out from there with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm." Deuteronomy 5, verse 15. "You shall remember the whole way that the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness." Deuteronomy 8, verse 2. I can't imagine a sadder example of God being written off than when Jesus returned to his boyhood home of Nazareth. Homecoming should give folks a chance to catch up with the local guy or gal who has made it good, to see how they came out and what they've been doing. That's the way it's supposed to be. But that's not what happened when Jesus came home. What really sealed his fate in his hometown was when Jesus said he was the fulfiller of the prophetic promises concerning a divinely sent deliverer. That was too much for his old friends. At that moment, they wrote him off. They wrote him off so strongly, they did their best to shut him up permanently by throwing him off the town cliff. Others, of course, wrote Jesus off too. The Pharisees wrote him off as a man empowered by the devil. The priests wrote him off as a destroyer of the nation. Pilate wrote him off at his trial, washed his hands of Jesus' innocent blood. But let me tell you a secret, which should be no secret. You can't write off God or his Son, your Savior. God is fully aware that the soul who sins shall die, and that surely there is not a righteous man on earth who does good and never sins. But not all is lost. The Holy Spirit is calling you to your Savior Jesus, who died on the cross to save you. That is what this message is all about. God sent his Son so that you may have life. It costs you nothing. Believe. Believe in the Son of God who takes away the sins of the world. His name is Jesus, and by his blood he offers the forgiveness of sins and the promise of a new life here and throughout eternity. I pray that you do not write off God, the Father's words of life. Think again. Listen to him. He's calling you from death to life in Jesus. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, thank you for promising never to write me off. In Jesus' name, amen.